Understanding earthquakes in Aotearoa. When there is an earthquake, scientists want to know how big it was and where it happened. Seismometers are devices that detect the seismic waves from earthquakes and can be used to find out the size of earthquakes and where they happened. Once an earthquake has happened, scientists need to find out three things about it: the epicenter, the depth, hypocenter, and the magnitude. The epicenter is the point on the Earth's surface directly above where the earthquake happened, the focus. The hypocenter is the point within the Earth where the earthquake starts. The magnitude is the amount of energy released by the earthquake. Locating the epicenter. Two types of seismic waves are created by earthquakes, P and S waves. They travel at different speeds, so are used to find out where an earthquake first happened. Magnitude. The amount of energy released, or the size of the earthquake, can be found from seismometers. In 1935, Charles Richter developed a scale to measure earthquake strength. This scale is used to give each earthquake a magnitude. The magnitude does not take into account the depth of the earthquake. Intensity. The intensity of an earthquake measures the amount of ground shaking and damage caused. This will change with distance from the epicenter and with the depth of the earthquake. Therefore, a smaller magnitude earthquake can feel stronger. Seismometers. A seismometer is a device that scientists use to measure earthquakes. They record the movement of the ground during an earthquake, making a chart called a seismograph. New Zealand has a network of seismometers across both islands. You can see recent earthquakes on the GeoNet website. Can we predict earthquakes? Scientists cannot predict earthquakes, but they know that earthquakes happen repeatedly on some faults. In New Zealand, they have identified areas likely to have a damaging quake again. Earthquake-resistant buildings and planning for natural hazards will help save lives in these areas. Visit the GeoNet website to find out more about monitoring natural hazards.